This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rob and I made a rule today that we are going to talk about the things that make us happy. So we just had Eric Bossy on the show to talk about high school basketball recruiting, and we talked to him about Darren Peterson. I want to play for you the comparison that he made for Darren Peterson, and if you are a KU fan, this is a comparison that should make you happy. Now, I understand that not all of you are big NBA fans, but when you get compared to, I mean, Donovan Mitchell's probably one of the top, 12 players in the league. I mean, he was really, really good this year. He was the best player on the team in the best regular season team in the Eastern Conference. Donovan Mitchell is a great player, if that's the comparison that you get.
I've always said Donovan Mitchell. Probably not quite as explosive athletically, and he's bigger than Donovan Mitchell, but I think if you watch Donovan Mitchell and you see the way he plays the game, you get a general idea of a guy who is going to be a bit more streaky from downtown, but when he gets hot, he can get really hot. He's got a mid-range game, he gets to the rim, and he can play through contact, which is going to be huge. That being physically ready for college is just such a thing in his favor.
Eric, if you had to guess, do you see – that was Eric Bossy earlier when he compared compared Darren Peterson to Donovan Mitchell. I assume you have to be really excited about this. Rob, I don't know if I've ever asked you this question before. Texan, I want you guys to chime in on this as well. 913-586-7965. Who's the best high school player that you've ever seen before? Because there's something, I can't explain it. There's something magical about seeing a player early on, because that's when they're their most dominant. Now, we see really dominant college players and really dominant guys in the pros, but there's just something about watching this kid that clearly is going to play at a very, very high level, watching that player in high school, because they just do some amazing things. So one of my really good friends played football against Bubba Starling, and the way that he describes Bubba Starling and the way that he talks about him, and Rob, you and I are around the same age. Like, people that played high school sports against Bubba Starling talk about him like he was Hercules, and it makes sense. I mean, he had a choice. He could either be a top five pick in the Major League Baseball draft or go be the starting quarterback at Nebraska. Like, that's a really athletic human being when you really think about it. The best high school player that I've ever seen was Michael Porter. Now, I know it's a little bit of a homer take, but watching Michael Porter before all of the back injuries, he looked like Kevin Durant. Like, a lot of the injuries have really kind of dampened, I think, what Michael Porter was supposed to be. He has had chronic back injuries that now feels like for almost a decade he has had. But when he didn't have that and he still had his explosiveness and was willing to attack the basket, Michael Porter was amazing at high school basketball. Who's that player for you, Rob? Who's the guy that you saw that you were like, oh my, he's different?
Talk about like in person? Like,
yeah, in person.
It's a little bit of a deep cut, and it's not actually a KU homer pick. I remember I was in high school, and I think we're the same age, me and this player. because it was one of those cross-state shootout games. So my high school, Villanova Northwest, they were playing a Missouri high school. They played Lee Summit West. And I saw Michael Dixon, and I was like, oh, that guy's just too good for this level. And, like, you know, I went to a big high school. They've won state titles. Like, they've played good players. Michael Dixon just, it felt like the difference in good high school basketball versus big-time Power 5 basketball. Like, you could see it on display. He wasn't the biggest. He wasn't the strongest. He just was better than everyone on the court. It was also kind of a fun day because Mike Anderson was in attendance at my high school watching him play. So, yeah, Michael Dixon's probably the answer for in-person at a high school gym. Oh, he's different.
Yeah, a lot of people on the text line are throwing out their suggestions. Text line 913-586-7965. I got a chance to see O.J. Mayo play. He was unreal. Somebody else said Tony Temple. He was the OG KGC athlete after the Rush Boys. It's kind of hard to explain to people kind of the hype and buzz around Tony Temple when he was at Rockhurst. I remember Tony Temple was on the cover of the Kansas City Star. He was like on the front page, and the question was, will he rush for 2,000 yards this year? Like, there was a time like Tony Temple was one of the more popular athletes in the city. So, no, Tony Temple is definitely on the very small list of this conversation of just one of those very, very different players. I also got a chance to see Trey Young when he was in high school, and he was another one of those players that it was pretty obvious, like, hey, he's special. Like, a lot of the things that you saw him do at Oklahoma and you saw him, I guess you are currently seeing him do for the Atlanta Hawks. Yeah, he was doing that when he was in high school too. And I mean, kids couldn't really guard it in Oklahoma. They couldn't guard it with the Hawks. They really couldn't guard it when he was in high school. Trey Young was kind of another one of those guys with, oh yeah, he's different. He's special. Who's the football player for you? Because I haven't really seen too many of those football players. Like, high school football just doesn't really do it for me to watch. It's just not a very entertaining watch for me. Have you seen a high school football player that gave you that feeling?
Yes, and it's the one that most people are going to say. I was a freshman or sophomore at KU, and I had heard the hype machine about Bubba Starling. So on a Friday night, as a college student, I said, I'm going to turn down the fun and frivolity of Lawrence on a Friday, and I drove to St. Thomas Aquinas to watch Gardner Edgerton take on St. Thomas Aquinas in football.
I already know where this story is going.
Every rumor, you know, urban myth you had heard about Bubba, I just saw it play out in real time. It was like you had dropped an NFL player into a high school game. What's that grown man doing out there playing quarterback? And they ran the ball with their quarterback. It was like watching Eric Crouch in 98, except for imagine he was 6'5", 220. He was killing people.
I can't remember what game it was, and you could do the Google for it. I can't remember what it was, but you know, when ESPNU started picking high school games, like a really big deal, and they decided to do a Gardner Edgerton high school game, and just, hey, ESPN's here. Just ran for 300 yards. Just, you're right. Like, I play quarterback, but oh, I'm not throwing to any of you. Like, I'm just going to run here, and I don't think that any of you guys have the ability to stop me. Someone mentioned Willie Cauley-Stein. I did see Willie Cauley-Stein play in high school, and I was a little bit in between. Are you just bigger than everybody else? Like, I wasn't really sure. Another player that I saw that I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to translate. I saw Perry Ellis back in the old Hy-Vee shootout days. For those of you that have been watching high school basketball for a long time, the old Hy-Vee shootout. And I think he was at Wichita Heights. Is that where Perry Ellis went to school?
Yeah, I think he was Heights. Yeah, because they beat my high school 1 year for a state title with Perry Ellis.
And they went up against Raytown South. And I'm telling you, that day, there was Raytown South. You know, they typically have pretty good basketball players. There wasn't nobody on that court that could guard Perry Ellis. Like, not a single person that could guard Perry Ellis. And it's like, oh yeah, he's going to Kansas. Oh, he's gonna be real good then. Like, I could just tell. Like, yeah, I mean, he wasn't super athletic. You know how when you see those guys, they're not super athletic, but just everything about him just seems so easy and it's just crafty. That's how Perry Ellis played in high school. And oh, it translated. It was pretty incredible to watch.
Did you ever, you watch more high school basketball because of your documentary. Did you ever see Ochai in high school? Because people say he just was a physical specimen.
Yeah,
but
I did see Ochai play. I got a sour feeling about Ochai, and this is why. Everybody locally that watched high school basketball just kind of knew, right? You just kind of knew, like, hey, there's this kid at Oak Park that's actually kind of good. And then you remember he took a big jump his junior year leading into his senior year. And everybody was kind of waiting for Konzo Martin to offer him a scholarship. Like, hey, why are you not, like, you need to be first to this. And I kind of think now, kind of hearing some stories about it, I think Missouri just always knew the moment that Kansas offered him a scholarship, he was going to go. But still, you got to try and you got to be the first one there. Like, you can't be second, especially when Bill Self and the scholarship offer comes from KU. So I always have a very salty feeling about Ochai because Missouri had a chance to be first when it came to Ochai, and they weren't. They were second, and he went to Kansas. So what does it matter?
I didn't know if you ever saw him because people talk about him just being more athletic. Except by the athleticism, he was more athletic than everyone. But I guess they weren't the best players. I saw Christian Brown play in high school because again, it was at my alma mater. That was like he was toying with kids. He and Parker were just doing whatever they wanted out there. And I think they played against Blue Eye Southwest that day, or maybe it was Blue Eye West. Those poor kids, they had no chance.
I like the text line right now is just filled with Bubba Starling stories. I could always just listen to a nice Bubba Starling story. I'm always here for a Bubba Starling story. Did you ever see Josh Freeman play when he was at Grandview?
Not live, but there was another one of the. He was at the in the.
Josh Freeman was one of those players you started hearing the kind of stories about early on. I remember the first time I met Josh Freeman, I was like, "You're just a big human
being. He's a big guy.
Like, you're just a big person."
I remember the first time I saw him. There was all the hypes. He had decommitted from Nebraska. He was in the. Remember the old Army, Army All-Star game.
Yeah, that was always a big deal to play in that thing.
He went and played in that. And I remember he was like on ESPNU or something. I'm like, "Oh, watch. Just he's a local kid." And I remember thinking, oh, that linebacker playing quarterback can really throw the ball a little bit. He was a big dude.
Hey, man, I played Darren Sproles in high school story. It might be time to end this segment, man. I played against Darren Sproles in high school story. You old. You unk, for real. You played against him. I'm just having fun, but man, you played against Darren. What was Darren Sproles in Olathe North? What was that? That had to be like 95, 96.
Nah, I did the math here. He was a senior in 03 at K-State. So it went 99? 99? Yeah.
You're trying to step on my joke. Why are you trying to step on my joke, man?
99 ain't young.
No, 99 ain't young. You're certainly right.
It wasn't like, that's a 2004. No, it was 99
right.
Is old.
No, you're right. Someone said, what about Travis Relaford? Travis's game was kind of weird in high school. Like, I don't know if you ever saw Travis play in high school. I did a handful of times. Travis's game was like one of those high school players that he would have like 4 or 5 points in every quarter. And then you look up and it's like, he has 23. Like, it was weird in that way. Like, he was obviously really good and he would do like one or two really splash plays. His game, he actually had one of the more efficient games I've ever seen from a high school player. Like I said, it would never be super flashy. It would just be he'll hit a couple of mid-range jumpers. He'll knock down 1 3-and-a-quarter, and next thing you know, you look up, and he's got 27 points. But you're like trying to like, you're like counting your fingers and toes, and you're trying to figure out where these 25 points came from because you felt like you missed something along the way. I do want to go back in a bit, and I want to play something from Eric Bossy. Now, this is not me. I'm not throwing any shade here. I'm in a good mood today. I'm not throwing any shade here. But I'm telling you, if this is I've only seen Darren Peterson play one time. If this is how somebody like Bossy would describe his game, oh, he is going to make UKU fans tear your hair out early in the season.
And he plays at kind of a pro's pace. I think, it might be okay for him to maybe get a little bit more emotional at times, maybe show a little bit more of that stuff, be a little bit more verbal really with things. That's the biggest thing, is being a little bit more verbal with his teammates and leading with his words just as much as he does his example. And there's times really where he could probably even stand to be a bit more aggressive. Sometimes he'll put it in kind of a little bit of a chill mode because he knows he can turn it on and off. And it's a little bit, obviously, not a little bit, but a lot harder to do that at the college level.
I mean, you and I've seen this story before. You're telling me you got the prospect that turns it on and off sometimes? Oh, it's going to be frustrating at times. It is. Also, you also have to factor in that he is going to be an 18-year-old point guard. I'm actually kind of looking forward to KU's basketball season. You know what? I'm looking forward to it. Now, this is me throwing a little bit of shade. Usually when you guys get this excited about a prospect, it never ends the way you guys want it to. When was the last time that you guys got really excited about a KU prospect and he ended up being exactly what you thought? Because you guys did that with Josh Selby. Remember Josh Selby couldn't play his first 9 games because I don't even know why he couldn't play his first 9 games. I'm assuming he took something. I'm just going to guess. I'm going to guess he took something.
He was at one of Bruce Pearl's cookouts.
Yeah, I'm going to guess.
That's the answer. He was at one of Bruce Pearl's cookouts. That's what happened.
So Josh Selby, big deal. Remember he scored the, 20-something points against USC? Oh, this is going to be it. Didn't really turn out to be what he wanted. Andrew Wiggins. I've never seen you guys more hype about a prospect than you were about Andrew Wiggins. You don't love Andrew Wiggins. When was the last time that you guys had a prospect like this and you thought he actually checked all the boxes of who he was supposed to be?
Josh Jackson? Josh Jackson was a really good college player, checked all the boxes.
I don't know if you guys will be happy if this guy's Josh Jackson.
No, I agree. But Josh Jackson was unique, too, because Josh Jackson's one year, it was Frank Mason's senior year, and Devontae Graham was a junior. So yeah. It was like he was asked to be a great player, but like a role player. Darren Peterson, the expectations are you got to go be a star. I mean, I guess before Josh Jackson, does Darrell Arthur count? Because there were big expectations for Arthur, and he came in and hit the ground running. But, like, that's a very different era of college basketball.
Yeah, I actually don't remember a lot of hype around her. I'm not obviously saying you're wrong. I'm sure you're right in this. I don't remember it.
I mean, Sharon also the hype. I remember when McDonald's All-American. But I remember Darrell Arthur decommitted late from Baylor and committed to Kansas. And it was a big deal to get him to come. And then he was really good as a freshman.
I do remember the hype around Sharon because there's certain places if you get a point guard from, it's just a really big deal. If you get the best point guard from New York, that player just always is a big deal. Okay, you got the best point guard from Chicago. That's normally a really big deal. And yeah, no, he ended up being a really good point guard at KU. It is interesting, and this is a side note, but still related to what we're talking about. Any player from that era, when you ask them who the toughest person to go up against, all of them answer Sharon. Like, if you ask Jacob Pullitt and Marcus Dittman that question, they'll both tell you it's Sharon Collins.
I mean, I know the non-KU fan because their joke's off, but at his peak, Sharon was an elite college player. Like, he's one of the better college basketball players we've seen locally, like, as a college career. He was really good at Kansas.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Now, I'm sure he's done this before. Maybe you could find the cut. I'm guessing if you ask Bill Self his all-time starting five, I'm guessing if you ask him that, I'm assuming that Sharon is on that starting five. If you think about all the players that Bill Self has recruited and coached at KU, I am assuming if you ask him to create your best possible starting five, I think Sharon is on that starting five. Which is obviously a testament to how many great players you've had and also a testament to how good Sharon Collins was at Kansas that Bill Self would, of all the players, like, there's not really many wrong answers. And, I mean, on his team, you probably have to leave out either Sharon, Frank Mason, or Devontae Graham. You cannot take all three of them on this team. One of them would be the odd man out. That person would not be Sharon Collins.
I'm trying to think he would probably carry two of them, so I think he would probably carry Mason and Sharon. I think he would make Devontae the odd man out. But, yeah, Sharon Collins was a different – it just a different level of player at Kansas. And you're right. Ask Dittman, ask anyone. Ask who was the little kid at Nebraska. None of them could guard Sharon Collins.
Who else do you think would be on his team? Like,
Thomas Robinson's on his team.
I think he's taking him.
I think he's taking Robinson. I think he's taking either Mason or Graham plus Collins. So you got two combo guards. I'm down to a center and I'm down to a wing. Does he take Rush or does he take Ochai?
That's a great question.
I think it's between those two.
That's a great question.
And then does he take Cole Aldrich?
I think he takes Ochai.
I think he takes Ochai too.
I'm not 100% certain, but I feel like if you ask Self, like, we should actually do this for media day. Hey, we came up with the starting five we think you would take and then see if that actually lines up correctly. All right, this is actually a fun exercise. Let's do this. All right. I think he takes Sharon on his team.
I think Sharon's a lock. I think Frank Mason's also a lock.
Okay, so you think that...
I think he's playing two combo guards.
You got Graham as the coming off the bench.
I think Graham's coming off the bench.
Okay, so you got Sharon, Frank Mason. You think Thomas Robinson's a
I think Thomas Robinson's a lock, yeah.
Okay. I actually think he might take Marcus Morris.
I think Marcus, Cole Aldrich, Darrell Arthur are all part of the conversation for the other big. And then Ochai or Brandon Rush is the wing.
Wow.
That's kind of how I think it would shake out if you asked him.
Let's write this down and let's ask him during Big 12 Media Day. Is that going to be here in Kansas City? I actually would love to hear his answer.
I don't know if it's in Big Kansas anymore. The Big 12 likes to move that thing around for reasons beyond my understanding.
Texan is saying that they think he would take Tyshawn.
I don't think he would take Tyshawn.
I don't think you can take Tyshawn over these guys. You might like him. I don't know if you can take Tyshawn over them.
Mario Chalmers is a fascinating case study.
He is?
I mean, for this conversation?
I don't know if he is for this conversation. And Mario, obviously, phenomenal career. Is Mario even a top five guard that he's had there? Like, to me, if you're taking Mario, you're taking him because of the shot. And you're just taking him off like the way he made you feel. But he's not one of the five best guards he's recruited there.
I'm pretty sure he's the all-time steals leader at Kansas. Like, he was a really good defensive player. Like, that's also part of the story
here. Let's look it up.
I think he's either here.
I'm now
like
curious.
I think he.
I never thought
most...
I would just enter a Kansas basketball debate with you today, but I'm actually really enjoying it.
I'm looking at the roads. No one's listening. The show's me and you today.
I told you that I'm only interested in talking about what makes us happy today.
Well, I'm happy that Kansas basketball made the list today.
Well, I mean, that's not where I wanted to start. That's not where we started today, but that's where we finished. I'm trying to find it. I don't think I've ever looked up all-time Kansas stats before. That's never, ever been part of my life. Hold on. I'm actually trying to find this. Where is Mario Chalmers? Mario Chalmers is second on the list behind Darnell Valentine. Darnell Valentine is number one. I'll go through the list for you. Darnell Valentine is number one. Mario Chalmers is number two. Aaron Miles, DeJuan Harris, and Danny Manning. Those are your top five.
So he's the best defensive guard under Bill Self, then. That's the other way, because Darnell Valentine obviously was played in the 70s. So
hey, like, I kind of feel like Aaron Miles doesn't get nearly enough credit in like KU lore for how good of a player he was.
You know what? He's kind of like Wayne Simmons. He is stuck in no man's land.
Because it's like into Roy and then early Bill.
You mentally think, oh, he's the end of Roy, but he played for, I think, two seasons under Self. So it's a weird area.
Yeah, I actually don't think that Aaron Miles gets nearly enough. Like, if we're talking like all-time Jayhawks, I don't think Aaron Miles gets nearly enough love. So Aaron Miles is, now that I'm sitting here pulling up the stats, Aaron Miles is second all-time in steals. He's first in assist. Yeah, I don't think Aaron Miles gets nearly enough. He should be kind of held in higher regard when it comes to Jayhawk conversations, and I think he does. We should also make like an all underrated KU team, because Aaron Miles is definitely the point guard on all underrated. Is his number retired? Is his name up there?
I'm 90% sure his number's retired.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
If it's not, it will be.
I don't know. I've never looked that closely if Aaron Miles was up there, but I don't know why it wouldn't be up there.
Yeah, I think he is. And they're doing like Marcus Morris and Thomas Robinson. So by timeline, he
are we sure Miles'
retired.
Name up there? I don't know.
I know Vaughn is retired for 11.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know that, but I just don't know if Aaron Miles is up there. Aaron Miles really did have a really good career. You are right, though. Now, kind of looking back at it, he was kind of stuck in no man's land on what on the end of his career. But, I mean, you're third all-time in steals at KU and first in assists. I feel like that's good enough to get your name up there. And I'm assuming he played in at least one Final Four. I mean,
he played in two, to my knowledge.
Played in two Final Fours. Oh, he must have been on the one that lost to Maryland, then.
Yeah, he was on that one and the 0-3 team that lost to Syracuse.
Why'd you pause when you said lost to Syracuse?
It made me sad. I didn't want
to. I don't know the way you said it. They lost to Syracuse.
I didn't
want to
keep talking about it. It hurt me. It was emotional for me.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure. I wasn't sure. People are saying that Aaron Miles is in the KU Hall of Very Good. That's what they are saying.
I mean, he's definitely in the all underrated.
I think he's first team all underrated.
I actually do not think his jersey retired. I did a quick Google search. I did not see
his
name pop
up. You're third in steals? What do you think happens with DeJuan when he's done? I mean, I guess he is done.
Good Lord, if he's not done. I don't think he's going up in the rafters or anything.
I mean,
I'm just saying
he's third in steals, second in assists, and was the point guard on a national championship team.
I think DeJuan's stats are a little bit inflated by the fact he played for 17 years.
Well, I mean, to be fair, there's a lot of KU players.
He played for 6 years. He played in the COVID year and then was gone from basketball last season. He played a lot of college basketball.
All right, you're all right. He does have the fifth year that puts him ahead of certain people. Like, you know, for example, I'm looking this up. He has 12 more steals than Danny Manning, but played a whole other season than Danny Manning. So, okay, all right. I just want to throw that out there. I just wanted to know how you felt about it. Again, I never thought, and there's no part of me today that thought, man, we're going to talk Kansas basketball today on the show. But you know what, Rob? Don't tell anybody. I somewhat enjoyed our conversation about KU basketball. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, host of the Random Royals lineup on 96.5 The Fan.
Baseball with the Royals.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really happy to be here with you. All right, let's switch it up. Let's talk about something a little bit different. This is what I want to talk about. There are two basketball-related topics. The first thing is, and this is something that we talk about in all sports, but I think we are currently seeing the most recent example, which is happening to the Indiana Pacers. The Indiana Pacers, just, what, 2 weeks ago, they had a 10-point lead late in the third quarter with a chance to go up 3-1 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. At home, they were up 10. We obviously know what happened. They lost that game. They then lost that series. But for an organization that has never won an NBA championship, that right there was their best chance. And you could kind of feel it in the moment. You have to close this out. You have Oklahoma City down. And I don't mean down just in the scoreboard. I mean, you're up 2-1. They have not played well. You've dominated this game for the first three quarters of it. You have them down. Finish him. And then we saw Shai Gilgeous-Alexander score 15 points in the fourth quarter, score 14 of the final 15 points for Oklahoma City, have a stretch where he hit a big three, got a steal, then hit the go-ahead bucket, and the Pacers never made another shot after that. That was your best chance of winning the NBA final, was in game four of the NBA finals. That was your best chance, in my opinion. I only bring that up because sometimes you only get one shot. In a span of 2 weeks, the Indiana Pacers went from up 10 in the third quarter of the NBA Finals with a chance to go up 3-1 to 2 weeks later, their best player popped his Achilles and is going to miss all of next season, and their big Miles Turner just signed with the Milwaukee Bucks. So you go from potentially winning an NBA championship and thinking that you could have a parade to, are we sure that the Pacers are going to avoid the NBA lottery this upcoming season? I mean, that is a wild turn of events to go from a team that had a chance to win a championship, a team that went on a magical run, to now two of your three best players are missing, and you look like a team that could be in the NBA lottery next year. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Sometimes you only get one shot. What if the Lions' best chance to win a championship was 2 years ago, where you had a big second half lead against the San Francisco 49ers, and then things just started to collapse little by little by little? I mean, that's not a realistic possibility. We see that happen with teams all the time. You don't get unlimited chances to win a championship. Sure, some teams get more chances than others. Some teams cash in more than other teams. But sometimes you only get one shot at one championship, and if you miss your window, it is gone forever. Because at least in the short term, it feels like the chance for the Pacers to win the championship, that is gone. Tyrese Halliburton popped Achilles. Miles Turner plays for another team. The Pacers look like a 30-win basketball team that they are putting together. The other thing is, I know in sports that sometimes we are on different sides. You know, I cheer for Missouri, you cheer for Kansas. You know, they're Raiders fans, you're a Chiefs fan, whatever it may be, right? Like, sports are, everybody can't cheer for the same team. It wouldn't be fun if we all cheered for the same team or had the same opinion. It'd be kind of boring. But you know what? There is one thing in sports that brings us together. It's Red Panda. Now, for those of you who don't know who Red Panda is, Red Panda is the halftime entertainment. And boy, let me tell you, she's amazing. You've probably seen her before, even if you haven't been to a game and seen her. She's the lady that rides on the unicycle and balances the bowls on her head. And then she'll like put some on her feet and then kick it up to her head and then she'll stack them. I mean, she is amazing. I've seen her a couple times in person myself at a college game. And let me tell you, everybody loves a Red Panda. Well, let me tell you that in her most recent outing, she fell and hurt her wrist. This honestly has me more sad than I thought I was going to be. This isn't supposed to happen to Red Panda. She makes all of us happy. She's great halftime entertainment. Some of the best. In fact, a good halftime entertainment. You know another halftime entertainment that I like? Robin, I'm sure you've seen this before. I love when the dogs come out and they have the dogs just do a bunch of tricks, you know? They have the dogs jump through the hula hoops and they have them play fetch with the frisbees. I always love a good dog halftime show. You know another halftime show I love? The baby crawl. You know what it is. You get mom on one side, dad on the other side. You get the babies to crawl from one end to the other. And then whoever comes in first, they get a bunch of diapers. Oh, it's always great. Always great halftime fun. But Red Panda falling and hurting her wrist, it has me more down than I thought. I just had a couple of basketball thoughts to share with you guys. I know it's not basketball season anymore, but basketball's still on the mind. You only get one shot sometimes. You don't get multiple. Some people will only have one hit record. You don't get multiple hit records. I can't name another Baja Men song, but that one song they had is amazing. We'll never figure out who let the dogs out. The mystery is still unsolved. Sometimes you only get one shot. And the Pacers, they had their one shot, and they missed it. They're done. They're cooked. It's over for the Pacers. And then Red Panda. I'm hurt. I'm praying for a speedy recovery for Red Panda, that she gets back up on her feet, back up on her unicycle, and back to entertaining us at halftime of basketball games.
Do you know what halftime show at basketball games I don't like? The people who dunk with trampolines. You ever seen these people?
Yeah, I don't mind those, though.
It's not impressive to me. You have a trampoline.
Yeah, I don't mind
that. I'm watching
that.
The regular basketball game, and I'm watching people dunk regular, and then you're like, watch this. I can do it with a trampoline. That's get some popcorn time. They're the least interesting to me. Oh, cool, you have a trampoline. I could do this. That's boring.
Yeah, I don't mind that, because they're always like doing kind of cool tricks, and they're passing it to each other in a way, and they're doing backflips and stuff. I don't mind it. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's not my favorite one. I like the dogs one more. I like Red Panda. But it's not a bad halftime show. It's not a bad one. I don't mind watching you do the trampoline dunks for a good 5 to 7 minute period. Go out there. Have a little fun.
I'm just thinking of the ones I have to take part in or in be a, have the viewing pleasure of at halftime at basketball games I go to. Red Panda is one. Marching Cobras is a 1A. Elite
no,
time.
I'm with you. Always a great time.
Dogs with Frisbees is two. And then, honestly, just don't do anything is ahead of the trampoline jump.
You know what? This is also very underrated looking at halftime entertainment. What's also very underrated is kids randomly playing that sport. If you're at a pro game or a college game and the kids go out there and start playing flag football, it's usually pretty entertaining when they start doing it. Or, you know, you're at a basketball game and the kids start playing a little 5-minute basketball game. They're always really solid. Someone said, what about jump ropes? I do enjoy the jump ropes. I do. I'm sorry. I love a good halftime entertainment show. You know, I love it. It breaks up. Oh, this game's been serious. It's been intense. You know, why don't we just take a 10-minute break to watch some dogs run around? That's enjoyable. It's always fun. Puts a smile on everybody's face. Always good. Why don't you have the volleyball team come out here and tell me how they're getting great grades? That's always great. Who doesn't love that? Good halftime entertainment. Coming up on the other side, I saw some crazy numbers that make me think. People spin this? I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I told you guys today that we are only going to talk about stories that make me happy. It's my Friday. It's right before a holiday. I just want to be in a good mood, and I want you guys to be, excuse me, almost died. That doesn't make me happy.
The idea of being in a good mood really got you
almost
shook
killed
up.
Myself.
Good Lord.
I was eating some chips during the commercial break, and I didn't have any water. And I was trying to talk, and I hadn't fully swallowed the chip, and then got caught in my throat. You heard it. I almost died. I'm fine now, though. I know you're really worried about my well-being there. All right, this is what I want to talk about. I looked this up. So there is a story right now that talks about modern couples and how they are kind of handling weddings. You know, the economy's in a different place. I want to talk to you about this, Rob, because you recently got married. Now, I know that you guys think that I'm cheap. And I don't think that I'm cheap. I think I'm very selective in the things that I am willing to pay for. There's some things that I don't mind paying for. And you'd be like, oh, you paid? Like, yeah, I was happy to do it. There's some things that I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that. Like, I sometimes it surprises me how much you guys spend on these things. Now, I understand that your wedding is a really, really big deal. But according to this survey, it says that the average couple spends about a third of their combined annual income on their wedding. A third. That's wild to me. That's crazy to me. Both of you have put your money together. And on average, you are going to spend a third of what you both make on one activity. That sounds crazy to me. I'll keep going. So in this, it says that the average wedding budget, the average, is $21,000. I cannot imagine paying $21,000 for this activity. I get it. It's a special day, right? I was there, Rob. Your wedding was beautiful. You look nice. Your wife looked nice. You had a nice little buffet, a nice little spread for us when it was over. The DJ, like, introduced you guys like you were the 95 Chicago Bulls. Everybody was happy. It was a great time. That whole thing cost $21,000. It wasn't that fun for $21,000. It wasn't. It was great. I had a great time. I'd go back. Would recommend. $21,000? I then went on. And it was talking about the things that people overpay for. Number one, venue rentals. That makes sense. You know, makes sense. You got to have it somewhere. Now, I mean, I'd be fine just having it in somebody's backyard. You know, so you've lived in Overland Park your whole time. You lived in Johnson County your whole life, Rob. You know somebody with an amazing backyard. You know somebody. Now, you might got to get a big tent or a big umbrella, but you know somebody with a great backyard. Photography was the number two thing that people overspend for. Taking pictures? We all got cameras on our phones. I got to pay somebody a whole lot of money to come take these. What? No, I'm not doing that. Now, Rob, I'll give you this. You guys did something pretty cool. You guys had like the little Fuji film. That was great. That was real smart. That was smart. Now, I don't know if you had a photographer. I can't remember. But you had us take the pictures and sign them and write you guys a little note. That was great. That was smart. I don't know who told you that, but that was a smart person. Now, food, that makes sense to me. I want people to have a good time. Clothes, that was number four on the list. They said the average wedding dress cost $8,000. The average? For this dress that you're going to wear one time? You are telling me, I'm serious, you are telling me that people go out and they spend $8,000 for a piece of clothes they will never wear again. That's not crazy to you guys? That's something we've signed up for? No. 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 I was also reading this. It said that one in every four couples has to postpone their wedding because they simply can't afford it. You know what I would say then? Have a cheaper wedding is what I would suggest. If you have a date and you're planning, you're moving on, and all of a sudden you have to run out of money, you know what I would say? Maybe we should start cutting back on some of these things. Hey, babe, I know you wanted the $8,000 venue, but my cousin, he has an idea. It's $1,000. Why don't we go there? One in every four couples, they have to postpone the wedding because they can't afford it. I'm saying some of these numbers blew my mind when I read this story. Is this something you experienced, Rob? You don't got to tell me how much anything costs. It's not the purpose of this thing. But some of these numbers, the average wedding is $21,000. $21,000.
That's a national average. I Googled it while you were talking. Kansas, the state of Kansas is $23,000, and the state of Missouri is $23,500. So it's actually a little more expensive to get married locally on average. Now, when we got the bill, and it's not like you leave and they hand you a bill, but as you're going through the process of paying, I learned very quickly, this is like buying a car. It really is like buying a car. It's
in the 20s. And by the way, you said food. Bar costs are the absolute killer.
This is wild.
The bar is a photographer. That one's very expensive because you got to have them there for photos of getting ready. You got to have the actual photo shoot, the photo of the event, photos of the receptions. Like it's a, you're basically paying for a day of their time. Yeah, that those no, I'm not gonna say the exact number for my wedding, but yeah, those, that number adds up. I remember the first time I saw the numbers, I guffawed. I was audibly stunned by what the number was going to be.
And then when you think about it, man, the whole picture process, it's a lot of times you got to take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got to take pictures to tell us that you got engaged.
Yep.
Then you got to take pictures as you actually are getting married. It's too many pictures. It's too many pictures for you and your wife to go to a field and randomly stare off in the distance and look lost.
Now I'm stunned.
I had to pay $1,000 to take these pictures for us to just look lost. We could have done that for free.
Now I'm stunned that I did not hear flowers. Because flowers are an expensive, we did them cheap, but they're a setback. If you're going to have beautiful floral arrangements throughout your wedding, and we had some, but we didn't have a ton. If you're going to really do up the flowers, you're going to really do up the costs.
All right. I want to read these two more things. I know we're up against it, but I want to read this to you. Do you know how much the average wedding, do you know how many people they invite?
I would say probably between 150 and 200 is average.
107.
Okay.
The average wedding invites 107 people to their wedding. It then goes on and says that one in five couples that get married have to postpone their honeymoon because they've run out of money. And then an additional 11% simply don't have one. So one in five, you can do the math, and then 11%. You want to know why? Because you spent your honeymoon on flowers. You know how incredible your life could be? If this $21,000 that you put aside for this special party that you have, if you put some of this money in like a IRA, and then you maybe have like a smaller party, like let's say you took a little bit of money and you put it up somewhere to kind of start building your nest egg for when you have a little one. And then you spent a little bit of money on the party. Because ultimately, for the rest of us, that's all we really care about. All we really care about is, yeah, let's go ahead and get all your nuptials. Let's get all that done. When are we drinking? What's the food situation looking like? That's what the rest of us are thinking. The people that care about the I do part, it's a very small amount of people. Your moms, her mom, your pops, your grandma, the person that helped raise you. It's like 10 people that really care about that. The rest of us are wondering, hey, I hope it's open bar. That's what the rest of us are worried about. Let's focus in on that. And then afterwards, I spent all of this money trying to make you guys happy, and now we have our honeymoon at an Airbnb in Branson. Absolutely not. I didn't do all this so we could go to Branson for the weekend. No, thank you. No. No. We're going to Bermuda, not Branson. These numbers blew my mind. $21,000. The average wedding dress is $7,500. You guys keep telling me about the Super Bowl being so expensive. She's wearing your Super Bowl tickets. You could have been watching the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. You can't. She's wearing it right there. You could have been at Chiefs 49ers. Could have been there. No, you can't. You spent that at David's Bridal. That's where you spent it at. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Okay.